Hey, joining us this morning is Al Unser Jr. How you doing this morning, Al?
Hey, doing great. Good morning.
Good morning, man. I tell you that I love, you know, watching street racing probably more than anything, because the in-car angles show you how close to the wall you are. And I mean, you have been dominant on street course races. What's it like to, you know, kick back and watch one of those races? Do you get the itch?
I always get the itch. You betcha. Especially a beautiful racetrack like St. Pete. I mean, it's a good layout. It's got some passing areas. You definitely have to work hard and not to make any mistakes. And so, unfortunately, I was busy during the day, and so I only got to see Willpower in Victory Lane. And so, I didn't get a chance to watch the race at all, but next week they got Long Beach coming up, and I'm going to be going to Long Beach next weekend, so we'll get to see that one.
Well, sometimes I think that they should rename Long Beach to Al Unser Jr. Town. What do you think of that?
Sure. If I could get all the taxes from everyone.
see now that is a race car driver thinking right there, thinking the angles. Hey, joining us is Al Unser Jr. 329 starts, 34 wins, 7 poles. Dude, did you ever realize that that's almost 10%? You won almost 10% of the races you started?
That's kind of what it computes out to, but I can tell you, I sure wished I would have won a lot more. Let's put it that way. But I had a very wonderful career, a very fortunate career. I really didn't have any real injuries throughout my career, so it was really good to me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, one thing I was thinking, I know you guys recently did an interview that's going to come out in Race Car Magazine. And one of the things that they were talking about, of course, is the Unsers, you know, with 9 Indy 500 victories. I mean, you had victories in 92 and 94, points championships, 1990, 1994. But one of the things that I thought was really fascinating was when you guys were talking about kind of the 500 milers, talking about the oval races, and how, you know, you kind of, you know, struggled at times with knocking down the ovals. I mean, what does that, you know, feel like to actually have two under your belt and still actually talk about struggling on ovals? That's fascinating to me.
Well, it was the kind of question that was being asked. Really, was in my career, it took me several years in my career to finally win an oval race, and I don't know which oval race it was, but it was either Milwaukee or Michigan or something like that. And the question was, why did I think it took so long to do that? And the simple answer is, we ran more road courses in the 80s and 90s each year than we did oval racing. It was like, oh, I don't know, 8 or 9 oval or road course races versus 4 to 5 oval races. So there was just more road course racing, and so, you know, that's kind of how I saw it happening. You know, we were super competitive at any racetrack that we went to. It's just the way the ball bounced. So.
Well, absolutely, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Is it you drove the tracks that they sent you to? It wasn't that, you know, you picked out, you know, one or another. Even though, of course, Indy is the biggest.
Indy's the one you want.
Indy is, and you got two. So, you know, job done. One thing that I thought that, you know, IndyCar, you know, came out and they said that they're gonna make the Triple Crowns all double points races now, including the season ender at Fontana is now going to be a double points race. And I thought to myself, is this once again, you know, it's always IndyCar seems to, you know, be tweaking different things because they feel that they're in competition with NASCAR and all of those ovals. So I thought I would, you know, of course, get a road course racer on here and say, what do you think of that? And so, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, David, what I think of it is you're exactly right. IndyCar racing is in competition with NASCAR. And most of the competition has to deal with sponsorships.